If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Greetings, pals. It's me, Duncan, and this is the Duncan Trussell Family Hour podcast. I gotta ask you, I'd love to hear from y'all. Do you ever have like days where it seems like none of your electronic equipment works? Like suddenly your studio, your office just turns into the Bermuda Triangle, like whatever distant star your quantum entangled with has gotten sucked into a black hole or something? Because that just happened to me. It's not just like one thing starts breaking down. Everything starts breaking down. Completely unrelated systems. There's like a contagion that spreads. Suddenly, your speakers go down. But then your computer goes down. But then your phone isn't connecting to the internet. You look down at your feet. They're curled up into quivering vulture talons. Like, how did that happen? Why have my feet transformed into vulture talons? And then you remember, oh shit, that's just my feet. I'm 48 with gross feet. Then you think to yourself, man, I'm so lucky that I'm not attracted to my own feet, because that'd be really weird if I was like suckling at my feet, if I curled up into a ball and just started sucking at my feet if ever I wanted to have some kind of satisfaction. And then you remember, oh fuck, I have ADHD, which is why I'm thinking that. And then you go back to trying to fix your systems, your multiple system failure. But then somewhere in the midst of that, you get the idea for setting up a tertiary camera so that when you do get your situation fixed, you'll now have three cameras running, even though you can't make two work. That just happened to me. But lucky for me, I pulled myself out of whatever that particular nosedive was and am now recording the intro. So hello. Now this is an experimental episode of the DTFH. I've been working with Johnny Pemberton on a little side project called The Leather Rose. And I really love recording these things with him. This is absurd. It's ridiculous. And it's super funny, and I really would love it if you would consider subscribing to the Leather Rose podcast, which you can find on all streaming services. I won't tell you too much more about what it is. I'll let you attempt to figure out exactly what it is by listening, and I hope you enjoy it and don't mind that this isn't a traditional DTFH, though we do have some wonderful episodes coming your way. Also, if you love Johnny Pemberton, and you should, won't you subscribe to his Twitch? It's twitch.tv/Johnny Pemberton. Also, don't forget to check out Johnny's awesome podcast, Live to Tape. He's got tons of new episodes. Subscribe to that. Two more things to plug, and then we'll dive in to this special episode of the DTFH. One, I'm going to be in Vegas at Wise Guys this upcoming weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's going to be the 16th, 17th, and 18th of March. I hope you will come and see me. And also, finally, if you want commercial-free episodes of the DTFH, you can go to patreon.com/DTFH and find everything you need there. You'll get access to our thriving Discord community. You will be able to hang out with us twice a week at our family gatherings and our wonderful meditations. And most importantly, you will connect with one of the most powerful collectives of human beings living on the planet today, your family, who miss you very much and want to see you and gently rub their fingers through your hair. Patreon.com/DTFH. And now everybody, sit back and allow yourself to be scramped all over by the Leather Rose.
You are listening to the Leather Rose. an exploration of the mysteries of the universe. Join us now as we unravel the secrets of time.
Howdy, everybody. You are listening to The Leather Rose. My name is Dipper Daniels, and I'm currently in for Davis Grimley, your regular host. Davis got waylaid. He's actually serving a very short sentence for a delayed contempt of court charge back in 1995 when he had a summons to appear for a land dispute. So I'm in for our boy Davis Grimley. Again, I'm Dipper Daniels. You are listening to The Leather Rose. We have a great program for you here today. We've got something really useful for all you homeowners out there. Maybe you're a landlord, maybe you own some property, and the wintertime is coming hard, and it's coming fast, okay? So we've got an insulation expert, an expert on keeping what you got inside to stay inside and keeping what's out from getting in. Here he is today. His first time on Leather Rose. Please welcome Randy Reed Rose. Randy, how you doing?
Thank you. I'm great. I'm busy, but I'm great.
And that's good. Busy is good, and good is busy.
Yeah, when you're in my business and you have what's happening, then you are not going to stop working. Folks, this is a Class 7 winter weather event, and it's not gonna stop. Right now, we are experiencing across the Northeast, the Atlantic, parts of the younger Crescent Gius area outside of Tennessee, what is known as a ice flipper. And these things happen once every 500 years, and they hit hard, they hit fast, and you need to make sure that your home is protected from the elements.
What is an ice flipper? Is this something? Is it called that because it's so cold the ice flips around? That's what I've heard. It's like the ice will flip around.
Yeah. Hold on.
Maybe we lost you there a bit. Sure. Maybe it's too.
Sorry, I lost your audio there. It wasn't your question. I lost it. Ice flipping around, which is a great starter question. But please, what were you saying?
I'm just wondering what that means, because I've heard that it means something where the ice is so cold that when ice touches other ice, it's like, that's too cold.
Oh, yeah. The ice divorces itself, essentially. It's like a contentious divorce with itself. The super compressed hydrogen and oxygen atoms, they start having mild disagreements, then they develop secret resentments for each other. They then try to separate, and in that separation creates the kinetic activity that people assume is the reason for the name ice flipper. In fact, this is not why it's called an ice flipper, though you are correct, and when it gets a certain temperature, the ice starts acting weird. It's called an ice flipper because many people believe that the weather god, Lord Exnar, has flippers. And an ice flipper, an ice flipper is when that weather god comes and just starts spanking the ass of planet Earth with that cold, cold flipper.
So it's like a pinball machine on overdrive.
It's like a pinball machine smacking into your ass, and that pinball machine is made of nitrogen and is colder than the surface of
a place that's cold.
Triton. Not a place
that's
cold.
Oh, that's a moon, isn't it?
Yeah, the moon Triton.
The moon Triton, okay.
That's right. Sorry about that, by the way.
Randy,
put toothpaste on my wires, which is one of the many things that you can do to keep your podcasting, vlogging, Instagram, video game streaming stream from going down during this during this weather. So that could be the first step for you. If you are a streamer, if you are an influencer, if you are somebody who is working your way up the top of that algorithmic ladder, then you don't want to be offline for more than 10, 20, 30 seconds or you're gone.
Let me ask you this. Let me raise my hand. What's an algorithm? What is that?
Well, the algorithm is an artificial intelligence program that helps serve content to people based on their proclivities. So, if let's say you're into Jack Reacher novels, as I am. You're going to get on Netflix a lot of wonderful suggestions about other things you might like. And that's the algorithm. We owe a lot to the algorithm. It keeps us entertained. But there ain't going to be no algorithm if you don't have power. So, I want to talk a little bit and walk you through some of the things you could do to keep the warm air inside your house and the cold air outside.
Okay. Let me ask you. I got a couple myths here some listeners sent in. Okay. Not myths. These myths are myths. Like M-Y-T-H-S.
Okay.
Myths.
Okay, myths.
Myths.
Okay.
So these are possible or not myths. So you got to tell me, is this a myth or is this a real? Is this a real or is this a myth? Okay, these are all listeners sent in. Listener A says, a way to get extra warm in the winter is to pee. He said piss, but I'm saying pee.
Yeah.
To piss in the walls from the attic around your bathroom. So you piss into the walls, soaking the walls, between the walls from the attic. You piss, you pee in there, and that's what you do by the bathroom.
Yeah, that is not a myth, actually.
That's not a myth?
That is okay. That technique has saved so many lives. So many people, when it gets very, very cold and the power goes out, they panic. They panic. And what's the first thing you do when you panic?
I usually have to take a shit, but I do have to pee when I
there
poop.
There you go.
Exploring the multiverse can take a lot out of you, even if it's just in your mind. That's where Timeline's MitoPure gummies come in. These are the first ever longevity gummies powered by MitoPure, Timeline's patented form of urolithin A. They help renew your mitochondria, which are like the power plants of your cells, so you get real, lasting energy. MitoPure gummies are the only clinically proven urolithin A gummy for strength and healthy aging from the inside out. And they're backed by over 15 years of research. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO. If you want to stay strong and energized now and as you age, then you have to try MitoPure gummies. Timeline offers 20% off, just for listeners of this show. Head to timeline.com/mito20 to get started. That's timeline.com/mito20. Your cells will thank you.
You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
What's the first thing you do when you panic?
I usually have to take a shit, but I do have to pee when I poop.
There you go. So for me, when I panic, I just instantly become incontinent and everything comes out, poop and pee. Why? From the perspective of evolutionary biology, over the millennia that we have evolved into the superior creature on our planet. Why is it that when we panic, we piss and shit ourselves if it doesn't serve some purpose? And that purpose, God bless you, is that,
I'm excited that there.
Urine and poop, or poo-poo as some call it, These contain within them some crucial survival materials, and urine and specifically contains uric acid. Now, Uros was the god of the erotic. Uros, urine. Uh-huh. Fault. You can connect the dots there, and when you get turned on, what happens?
When you get aroused, you get hot. I'm all hot and bothered.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your
clothes.
There you go.
And that's a song. My daughter plays that song all the time.
And it's a way to remember how to survive if the power goes out and you are in a place that's cold. You do the thing that God evolved us to do, which is you go up in your attic if you have an attic. If you don't have an attic, I recommend using a ball peen hammer.
Okay.
You can get these at Lowe's or Home Depot to hammer holes into the walls of every bedroom. And then you can start off with a layer of poop. If you're panicking, even better. So make sure those holes are low enough so you don't have to go up on a ladder to deliver the package. Mm-hmm. And then once you've delivered package brown, then after that, layer upon that a coat of urine. If you have dogs, if you have cats, if you have
Six dogs.
Then you, my friend, that's better than having a generator. You get your dogs to urinate. And the good news with dog urine is you just need a little bit of urine on the holes, and then they'll do the rest, because when they smell pee, they make pee. And so then they'll begin to fill the holes up with urine. Now, a lot of people think that that's the end of it. Once you've delivered the brown package and layered upon it urine, that you stop. You do not stop. Try to produce a little more poop and make that the second layer above the layer of urine. These will produce a kind of thermal sandwich, which will generate as much heat as a giant fireplace in the castle of a beautiful king.
So I should eat like a bunch of cheese crackers, something that's going to create a thick, hearty bolus that will come out as something that's got a lot of contingency and weight.
It's going to
really stick together. You want it to come out in like a stream, or you want it to come out in like a big sort of a ball of sorts?
You know, there's a lot of controversy regarding this point, which is what shape do you want your bolus to be?
Uh-huh.
But in this case, because we're really just bottom line dealing with chemical reactions, it's more mass than shape. Okay. So the more you can produce, the more heat you're going to generate. And, you know, if it comes down to it, you don't need to be walking around every room of your house during an emergency. If there's a room that you find to be the most comfortable, then I would recommend smashing the wall with your hammer in that room. And then that can be what your heat room.
That's the saying, grab a gun, stick to one.
Yep. There you go.
And to think, I thought this was a myth.
Not a myth.
Okay, I got number two question, myth or real? This is myth or real. This is from listener Jay. Listener Jay says, my granddad told me whenever it gets super hot out, parentheses, over 100 Fahrenheit, take an old pair of dungarees, preferably of a large size, fill them with bird seed, and drape the legs off each side of the roof, the gable of the roof. This will attract ducks, and the ducks will go crazy, he says. Is that a myth or is that a real?
You've got some smart callers. That is not a myth. That is real. And that is known as a chill crow, actually. Chill crows were used all over the American Midwest during the many droughts and heat waves that they experienced. If you were to go through any small town in the Old West, you would always see dungarees filled with bird seed. And the only part of that that I think maybe, with all due respect to our elders, his grandfather may have misspoke a little bit. Yeah. The ducks aren't going crazy, though it may seem like that. What the ducks are doing is circumambulating the seed-filled dungarees. Now, the reason behind this is when enough ducks create the cyclonic energy necessary when you've got enough ducks moving in a circle around dungarees, it does two things. One, it softens the seeds. Two, when enough ducks arrive, it will actually cause the dungarees to be pulled into the funnel of the mini tornado that the ducks have created, and then the seeds will fall through the air like grain, the ducks will eat them, and that's when you put up a new pair of dungarees. What goes along with this, of course, is a kind of natural avian fan is created, and all the heat gets pulled out of your house into that cyclone and actually helps soften the seeds for the ducks. So it's a symbiotic relationship that leads to you feeling cool and the ducks not having upset bellies from eating seeds that are too hard. A lot of people don't know that you need to soften your seeds whenever you're feeding your ducks.
So what do the ducks do with all this heat? They must be hot as heck.
Oh, I mean, yeah, good question. Excellent question. Yeah, well, the ducks, a lot of the heat gets into the seed, and so that's the softening aspect, and a lot of the heat gets distributed in the cyclone up into the air where it actually connects with the sun, and the sun draws that back in and then distributes it evenly around the landmass that it's directing photons at, and of course into space. So you know, a lot of these leftist liberals, they...
Libtards?
I didn't say it.
I don't say it either, but I've heard it said at the grocery store. I've heard people say that.
Yeah, I've heard it a lot of places. Let's go, Brandon. A lot of these, how do we put it? Let's just say confused people. They seem to be more concerned with the comfort levels of the ducks than with the survivability of their own species. So, yeah, on occasion, if you get a particularly frenzied circulation of ducks, will one spontaneously combust because the heat was too much of the heat went into the duck? Could it produce a fireball that cooks the duck? Yes, it could. Wow. One out of 500,000 ducks will spontaneously combust. And you know what? When that happens, guess what you got on a hot summer's day?
I think you got a barbecue on your hands.
You got a barbecue. Thank you. You got a barbecue.
I like chicken. I bet I like duck.
It's delicious. It's delicious. Yeah. And especially that flavor of meat that has been naturally heated in that way is incredible. In the Midwest, it was considered a delicacy. And actually, this method of harvesting and cooking ducks was taught to the people of the Midwest by the Eskimos that were living there in the Midwest during that time.
Exploring the multiverse can take a lot out of you, even if it's just in your mind. That's where Timeline's MitoPure gummies come in. These are the first ever longevity gummies powered by MitoPure, Timeline's patented form of urolithin A. They help renew your mitochondria, which are like the power plants of your cells, so you get real, lasting energy. MitoPure gummies are the only clinically proven urolithin A gummy for strength and healthy aging from the inside out. And they're backed by over 15 years of research. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO. If you want to stay strong and energized now and as you age, then you have to try MitoPure gummies. Timeline offers 20% off, just for listeners of this show. Head to timeline.com/mito20 to get started. That's timeline.com/mito20. Your cells will thank you.
Let me ask you this, Randy Reed Rose, our guest here on Leather Rose. Does this what killed the dinosaurs?
Are you, what specifically,
I'm just kind of wondering if maybe you knew.
What killed the dinosaurs?
Yeah, something we're talking about, is that what killed the dinosaurs was heat or cold or something like that? They just got too much of a good thing and it just whipped them out?
You know, a lot of people, truly, we can't really say what killed the dinosaurs. Obviously, there's the idea that a meteor impact caused massive shifts to the biome and then created an incredible die-off. It happened so long ago that we might never know what killed the dinosaurs. Now, as a fan of the Bible, my guess would be what killed the dinosaurs was God.
Okay. See, I'm also a fan of the Bible, but I got to tell you, ever since my kid got into dinosaurs, it reminded me how much I like dinosaurs a lot. And I look at these pictures of dinosaurs, and I'm thinking, these guys are really cool. They're so interesting, different kinds. Some eat meat, some don't eat meat. And the ones that don't eat meat have all kinds of protection on them, like spikes.
Yeah, spikes, scales, clubs, tails.
Club tail.
Poison.
And I'm thinking, this is way cooler than the Bible, is these cool lizards, and they're huge.
Yeah.
I think it's so cool. And honestly,
well,
gotta say,
you know, I don't want to get into a theological debate here. I wanted to come on the show, save some lives, but quickly I will say this, that there is a Luciferian agenda on planet Earth that, in the same way that the early Christians had to disguise themselves, hide their faith to keep from being persecuted, fed to lions, locked up in jail. These days, the Luciferians are doing a similar thing. They do encode their symbols into pretty much everything around you. The logo of Starbucks, the logo of CBS, ABC, you can see it on your dollar bills. The Luciferians actually have a few main principles that they are trying to legislate, that they are trying to enact in various social movements. Essentially, they are anti-natalists. They are trying to remove the authority of the parents from the children. They want to create, they want to move the age of consent to pre-birth, and they, I guess, would like every single person on planet Earth to be in one giant orgasmic ball of fucking.
So is this like a dinosaur ethno state?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one way to put it. You know, if you read Elbert's Procreation of the Dinosaurs, and thank God this isn't taught to our children, but the dinosaurs were a very horny lizard, and that's what they all
horny.
Had in common.
Do you mean
some
horny
made me,
like they want to have sex, or horny like they got spikes?
Horny like they wanted to have sex. They loved to copulate. Some made meat. Some ate
some
vegetation.
Yeah.
But one thing they all had in common is they loved cum. They loved eating cum. The dinosaurs loved cum.
I shouldn't be saying this on this
semen.
Show.
Sorry about that. The dinosaurs loved semen. And
seminal
so
fluid.
seminal fluid, and, you know, imagine the size of a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Now imagine the ejaculate from a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Now imagine 100 of them giving each other handjobs onto a Stegosaurus, and you have an example of some of the satanic formations, these reptile monstrosities were lining up in those days. If you were a pterodactyl, you would be flying over an orgy of lizards. You would be flying over bubbling, massive calderas of cum with velociraptors giving each other rim jobs, while the ancient leviathans were jumping up out of the cum. There was actually dinosaurs that lived in the cum. This is where fish come from. That's why they smell like they do.
Okay. I've never heard any of this before, and I've read about 10 to 12 dinosaur books. But what I'm thinking now, you mentioned hand jobs and stuff like that. I'm thinking about a T-Rex. T-Rex has little hands, and some of these plant eaters, they've got tons of spikes on them. Yeah. I'm thinking two things. One, do these short hands on the Tyrannosaurus Rex, is this because the Tyrannosaurus Rex is saying, hey, I can't get myself off. I need to engage in an extramarital type of relationship to get my bone off. And possibly these plant eaters are covered in spikes.
Yep.
They cannot be humped because they're to get humped would be to kill the thing that's getting humped.
Or chafe it at the very least.
At the very least, chafing. So what they're also saying is, hey, I can't get it deep, or I can't give it deep or get it deep, so I need to have a special long-neck dinosaur to do a suck on me.
100%.
Okay, 100%. Is that what it is?
And this is, you know, if you really want to understand why the dinosaurs look the way they do, they didn't evolve to kill. They didn't evolve in the normal way that animals, thank God, evolve now, which is that the prey evolves various techniques, camouflage, speed, nesting to avoid the predator, while the predator evolves better techniques to get the prey. In the times of the dinosaurs, all they wanted to do was come, and they wanted to come hard. And so they would develop erotic symbiosis with each other. And yes, the long necks of the Brontosaurus, for example, might seem to make no sense. Many idiots out there think that the long necks were to reach the fruit growing from massive trees. This is not the case at all.
No,
those long necks were evolved for one reason and one reason alone, and that was for sucking off T-Rex, Velociraptor, for some of the massive dinosaurs with their big dangling lizard dongs. You know,
such a long dong.
And it would drift down, and then the Brontosaurus would extend its neck up and just lick and lap at the penises, the dripping hot vulvas and clitoris of the Stegosaurus. They had massive clits.
This is absolutely fascinating. I did not know any
of
this.
It's a hobby of mine.
I'm definitely going to have to take the dinosaur books away from my son, Tripper. He cannot read these anymore.
There's books that don't mention this. There's most dinosaur books, you're not going to find this. If you want, I can give you a list of safe and not safe dinosaur books.
Also, we have a listener who sent an email in asking, Randy Reedrose, can you recommend the top 3 to 5 movies to watch around the holidays?
Well, this doesn't have much to do with insulating the house, but
it doesn't, but they asked.
For me, it's the top movie is going to be Werner Herzog's documentary on volcanoes. My family watches that every holiday season. If you're getting some dad time in, I would recommend Crandall Peterson's Blood Lady, which is the seminal CIA thriller about Captain Belvin Meeks and his pursuit of a CIA asset who had been lost in Ecuador.
And oh my gosh, I'm waiting for my wife to visit her sister to watch this one.
She's cheating on you. The third, and I guess the third holiday film that I absolutely love to watch is The Civil War by Kim Burns.
Kim Burns.
She's incredible.
Yeah, she's outstanding. I hear tell that Kim Burns might be working on a dinosaur sex documentary. I heard that. I thought I heard wrong.
Well, you heard right. That's not a myth. Not a myth. I don't mean to name drop here, but let's just say I'm friends with Kim. And before she met me, I don't think she was aware of the truth behind the dinosaurs. And
so you broke that egg right open.
Well, I red-pilled her. And I red-pilled her.
Oh, you red-pilled Kim Burns. That's incredible.
I red-pilled Kim Burns. I told her, you know, here's the thing. In my line of business, you don't know who you're going to be working with. You might be working with, you know, somebody down the street, or you might be getting picked up at an airport in a private plane, and flying that plane is Harrison Ford. He flies his own planes, but he doesn't know how to work. He's so good, but he sure as shit doesn't know how to weatherize his home.
I bet that dumbass doesn't know anything about that. He's too good at acting.
I told him when he brought me to his palatial estate that he might as well have moved in to an icebox, because that's what he had going on there. It was as cold as cold can be, no insulation, nothing. Now, to get back to the new Kim Burns documentary, I've actually seen a sneak peek of certain scenes. Obviously, it's not family friendly. She didn't pull any punches in her depiction of what was going on back then in the Jurassic era.
Oh.
And let's just say we'll put two S's in Jurassic, because one fascinating thing about the dinosaurs is they loved rim jobs. Dinosaurs loved getting their asses eaten for very long periods of time. Some dinosaurs would lay back and have their asses, not literally eaten, by the way, but lapped upon by lines of dinosaurs. Dinosaurs knew how to get into lines. They would get into lines just like at pornographic movie theaters where gangbangers
happen. That makes so much sense to me, because you think about a dinosaur as being a very long creature that it says, hey, line up.
Line up. And they would get in lines, and then some would line up, and they would go down on the ass of a brontosaurus for a couple of minutes.
That's it.
Well, some came past. Some dinosaurs, I don't want to call it premature ejaculation because it's just the amount of time it took them to come. So they would go fast and come quick and move on. But some dinosaurs, they would lap upon the anus of the brontosaurus for months at a time.
Wow.
Months at a time. And do you know what they ate while they were doing that? How did they survive? Where they got their energy from?
Let me guess. Let me get three guesses. One is leaves.
Nope.
Two is sticks.
Nope.
Three is meat.
Nope. Not leaves. Not sticks. Not meat. Come. Because the dinosaurs...
Oh, God, I knew it.
It's right there in front of you. The dinosaurs that were next in line or the ones behind them, would be so titillated by watching this rim job go down that they would masturbate into the anus of the brontosaurus. And then, of course, whichever creature was in line and enjoying that rim job would lap up the cum. And this would create the, I guess, what do they call it these days? Pay it forward.
Yeah.
The same thing happens in line. Huh? Pay it backwards, I guess you could say. It's similar to what happens in lines at Starbucks, where you pay for the person behind you.
Oh.
In this case, you as a dinosaur would ejaculate onto the quivering anus of the brontosaurus receiving the rim job, knowing that when it was your turn, you would be fed cum from those behind you.
Wow, rinky dinky. That is just so special. I hope my son Tripp does not know about this, and if he does, we're going to have a long talk before his next baseball game.
And folks, real quick, just make sure that you put foam insulation on any copper piping around your house, any hose outlets. You should definitely insulate those. And inside the house, keep a drip of warm water going when it freezes, because, you know, it's not, a lot of people think it's when the pipes, the water freezes in the pipe, it's what damages them. It's not what damages them. It's when they unfreeze. It's that compression and expansion that creates the water burst that can cause so much property damage.
So interesting. Randy Reed Rose, thank you for being on the Leather Rose. I'm Dipper Daniels, and we'll catch you next time with some more informative tips to keep your home humming at the optimal temperature this winter. This has been the Leather Rose.
Stay warm.
Thank you, Randy.
Rose. Stay warm.
Stay warm, my brother.
Exploring the multiverse can take a lot out of you, even if it's just in your mind. That's where Timeline's MitoPure gummies come in. These are the first ever longevity gummies powered by MitoPure, Timeline's patented form of urolithin A. They help renew your mitochondria, which are like the power plants of your cells, so you get real, lasting energy. MitoPure gummies are the only clinically proven urolithin A gummy for strength and healthy aging from the inside out. And they're backed by over 15 years of research. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO. If you want to stay strong and energized now and as you age, then you have to try MitoPure gummies. Timeline offers 20% off, just for listeners of this show. Head to timeline.com/mito20 to get started. That's timeline.com/mito20. Your cells will thank you.
That was The Leather Rose. I've been doing that podcast with Johnny Pemberton for a while now. You can find it wherever podcasts are streamed. And remember, head over to twitch.tv/Johnny Pemberton and check out his awesome Twitch feed. It's amazing. He's so funny. And remember, folks, subscribe to Johnny's podcast, Live to Tape. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Hopefully I'll see you in Vegas next week. If not, I'll see you down the road. I love you so much. God bless you. Hare Krishna.